Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. Tonight we are going to go Latin sound, and you're going to be amazed at the music that we're going to play. It is Friday, and it is the 30th of October, which is a day before Happy Halloween, which is Ghouls and Goblin Night, and I love the little chilling. I like to see the children all dressed up on Halloween night. That just does my heart good because I used to dress like that. And to everyone out there, I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central every Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern, at 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And yes, you can even catch us in Buenos Aires at 9 p.m. So you know we are growing like wildfire. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show and make your support known, you can go to my fabulous website, which is www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button and make your support known. Man, I will appreciate it. And you can find all of my great books on my website, and we're going to be doing some new things on my site. It's going to become fully animated by January 2016. The number you can listen in on the show tonight and every Friday is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen in. And you can email me at dons.mcclure@aol.com or donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net, and I will answer your email. Well, we got to do our drum roll for tonight because we are really growing. So JB Spirit said, don't be saying that he created that drum roll. Oh, man, I like that. We are at 130,765 listeners and counting. Man, we are growing. I really believe we're going to reach 150 before the end of the year. So let's start the show off with a bang. Our featured soundtrack on our Latin music night is What a Difference a Day Makes. It's going to be performed by Deborah Cox, and it was first performed by Dinah Washington in 1959. And what's so unique about the world's greatest love song, it was written by the first female Mexican musician to become a successful music composer. Yep, a young Mexican young lady wrote this song, What a Difference a Day Makes. And that's what we're talking about tonight, that Latin sound and the different people that actually get involved in it, that sing it, that play it. And it's not always just Latin people. it's every musician that likes sound and stuff, and we're always intermixing. So I think it's going to bring a lot of diversity. But think about that. What a Difference a Day Make was written by a young female Mexican musician who became famous after she did it, after Dinah Washington sang the song. So that's going to be a great thing. And tonight's subject, we are going to be talking about creating a life, a reason, and a purpose for someone else. You are born with a gift that only you have. Your purpose comes to you in your dreams. You awaken with a burning desire to complete a task, or maybe a collection of tasks that take on a life of their own. You discover what it truly is, your purpose. Whatever your purpose is, these tasks in life will, and I do want you to think about this, whatever you do will affect others. So we're going to talk a lot about that tonight, creating a life, a reason, and a purpose for someone else. And I want you to think about that. When Google got started, just think about all the people that Google employ. Just think about Johnson Products when they were on 87th Street, all the people that this one person who thought of the idea created a life that people were able to pay their bills, send their kids off to school, enjoy a better life. So I want you to sit down and think about that. When you create something, you are creating a life for someone else. And there's a reason behind why you created it, and the purpose for somebody else is to have a better life connected to your dream. So I want you to think about that. The number you can listen to is 347-633-9376. That's our worldwide number. You can tune in and listen to the show, and I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy this Latin sound that we're doing tonight. I'm going to talk a little Latin, a little Hey Don McClure. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. I think that sounds Italian, but I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to play this track by a young lady named India, I-N-D-I-A, and it's I Just Want to Hang Around You. And, man, it's a George Benson tune. It's a great tune. So we got a Latin artist singing a great tune that's out there. Let's give a listen to India on I Just Want to Hang Around You and get the show started. And then we're going to come back and talk about creating a life, a reason, and a purpose for someone else that you actually, when you did your thing, influenced a whole bunch of other people. So we're going to talk about that.
Ya comprendí
I'd tell on her, and she'd say, "So," and I said, "You know, Miss So-and-so, my teacher, right? She bothering me," and she'd say, "So, so." So I said, "You know what? If you keep bothering me, I'm going to beat you up." And she said, "So, so, so your toe," all the way back to Kokomo. And I raised my hand and asked my teacher, "Is there a place called Kokomo?" And she said, "Nah. Let that little girl alone. That's why I'm not bothering her. She's talking about so, so, so your toe all the way back to Kokomo. She don't even know where Kokomo is." Oh, man. Anyway, I thought about that when I played that. I just want to hang around you, because she used to want to hang around me all the time. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, and I am not in Kokomo. The number you could reach is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in. And man, we are doing Latin Night. There's a track that was made famous by Carole King. It's called "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?" It was written for a group called the Shirelles, and they were just fantastic. And this was in the 60s. Anyway, Leslie Grace, who's from our Latin music collection, is going to do a track called "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?" And I bet you that little girl used to sing that song. "Don, will you still love me tomorrow?" No, because you're going back to Kokomo. Oh, man. That was corny, corny, corny. Let me play this track, and then I'll get back to my words on my show.
Tomorrow, si estoy
man, that's so sweet. Can you imagine that little girl with the little white socks on in school with that little dress?
Dad, I like you. Will you still love me tomorrow?
No. And give me my ice cream back. Oh, man. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And my therapist, Dr. K, said, don't talk about ice cream on my show. I said, okay, Dr. K. Anyway, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And I am the one and only Donis McClure. The number you can dial in is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can pass out to all your friends, your cousins, your relatives, your uncles, your nieces, just god darn everybody. And if you don't want to listen by phone, you can go on the internet and type in www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And you'll be listening to the show on the internet. So you can catch me all over the world. And man, tonight is Latin night, but we were talking about creating a life, a reason and a purpose for someone else. So when Carole King wrote this fabulous song, she actually was creating a life for people to be able to, musicians to get paid, for the songwriters to grow with ideas, for the studios to make money, for the record labels, and for the audience to kind of sing along with the song to their girlfriends and boyfriends. And do you know when that song was recorded in 1964, they said, and this is just a quote now, I'm not sure, that over 80,000 roses were sold when guys were giving them out to their girlfriends. Man, that's 1964. So you guys, during Valentine's Day, you better listen to that song, and you better go buy some roses for them girls out there, man. That's something else. But creating a life, a reason, and a purpose for someone else. As I said, you're born with a gift that only you have. Your purpose comes to you in your dreams. You awaken with a burning desire to complete a task, or maybe a collection of tasks. That task takes you on your life journey once you discover what it truly is, your purpose. Whatever your purpose is, these tasks in life will affect others. The outcome of your decisions and how they affect others will be based on what you do with all that you learn, which means that, like I said, if you really want to create a great company, you're going to employ other people, and that's going to trickle down to their children and their children's children. That's why some of these companies say they've been around 100 years, 140 years, and Grandpa passed down this recipe. It was a recipe that he did, but he created a life because now people are working, bottling that thing and putting it together. So I want you to think seriously about that. Each person will make a decision on how your purpose affects their life as well, which means that they'll want to retire from your company or stick with you or fight the odds. You find your purpose and it grows, spreading life and joy and sometimes even pain, especially if a company goes broke or the idea just doesn't take shape. Yeah, there's some pain involved. Or you just mismanage the company. But whatever you do, creating a life, I want you to think about that, because when you create your purpose, it transcends to other people's lives. They're able to buy homes or not buy homes or even build on your idea. But it will touch others, your purpose. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and tonight I am the one and only Donis McClure, and all that ice cream affected my life. I wonder if that was the reason for me getting a brain fog in school, eating ice cream. Oh, man. We're going to go to another track by Peter White. He learned his famous Latin sound on his guitar, and Peter White's one of the baddest jazz artists out there. He's got a track called Unforgiven, and he toured around with a young lady named Basha, who is a Polish singer who actually used to like to sing Latin tunes, and we're going to play a track by her because a lot of people heard her today. They say, I didn't know she was Polish. I say, yep, and Peter White's not Latin. But again, just that rhythm that he plays the guitar with is amazing. So on our Latin night, we're going to play Peter White. You can find him on Amazon, and the track is called Unforgiven. And I am never going to forgive that girl, and it was still in my ice cream. Thank you. Caravan of Dreams, and I want you to Google his name, Peter White, jazz guitarist, and you'll see that he specializes in adding jazz, fusion, and that Latin sound to what he plays. So again, when we say Latin night, people are like, well, you're just going to play all Latin music? I say this Latin sound, and that's the thing about understanding music, getting involved. Music goes across all gender, racial, whatever lines they are, cultural. It's a blend of music, and so you kind of add your own little twist to it, like the Latin sound or the Moroccan sound or the island sound, but it's still beautiful music, and that's the thing that's going to take you and your children to a higher level. The reason why I mention that, because when you're playing your music and you're listening to what people are doing, you're going like, well, that's an African-American recording artist, and they're singing this great song that was written by a Mexican artist. Or you have a Mexican artist or a Latino artist singing a great song that was written by somebody else from another culture. Or you have a Polish artist like Basha, who's singing kind of with a Latin rhythm, but she's from Poland. So, I mean, the thing is, we can rise above the racial disharmony, especially if you use music. But I want you to think about that. The question on the table tonight was creating a life for somebody else. So when you create these ideas, like Walt Disney did it, and he created a whole life for other animators, cartoon people, he has a theme park, and as you grow, other people grow. So that's why you got to think about the ideas you're doing. We're going to play a track by Maria Griever, G-R-E-V-E-R. She's born September 14th, 1885. She died in December 1951 on the 15th, and she was the first female Mexican musician to become a successful music composer. The track that she wrote is a very famous love song called What a Difference a Day Makes, and man, that song is just so dynamic, and it was first recorded by Dinah Washington, the famous Dinah Washington from the old days, and had a dynamic voice. It's now being sang on a new album by Deborah Cox. So, well, it's not brand new, but you can get it on Amazon. And again, my board is lit up with blue lights. I'm so glad to see so many people tuning in. I just love you so, mwah, mwah, mwah. And I got to send some special shouts out, but I'll do that after I play the track. And when we come back, we've got more great music. It is 7:31, and the time is flying by, man. Above. Her whole idea was to break away and to break out of being stereotyped. She was the first female Mexican musician to become successful as a composer. The young lady was born in 1885, and she wrote this dynamic song, and she died early. I mean, she died at a young age, but she left something that people are still singing today. Frank Sinatra sang the song. Just everybody, Dinah Washington. And did you listen to the jazz track in that? Ba-boo, ba-boo, boo. Man, that's the kind of track you play when you're in the park with your girl or your guy and you're sitting there just Googling that. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, man. Do you know my sister stole one of my sayings? I'm going to have to get my sister. Sweetie Beatie. She said, Don, you a sweetie beatie. I said, what? I'm about to sue my sister for that. But I love my sister. I wouldn't do that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And tonight is our Latin night. I'm going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got some more dynamic music for you. And I hope you got your notepad and you wrote down your idea saying, you know what, my idea, I see what he's saying. It can affect other people's lives. And so what we call it is creating a life, which means that just like she wrote that song, it created a whole new industry, a whole new feeling that Mexican composers could write music, that women could write music and be just as good as George Gershwin and everybody else. Well, the thing is, when you're doing what you love to do, you break a lot of barriers. We're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we've got more great music. And we're going to be talking more about the Latin sound and creating a life in your purpose. I mean, you got to get to that.
Corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decían de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Cover por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started my entire chest. Shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy, I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body, go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit goredforwomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And you know what? I was in a store. I'm always telling you some stories. I was in a Home Depot. And I heard a little boy telling his grandmother, "Did Grandpa tell you what to buy?" And she hit him in the nose. She said, "He can't tell me what to get." I said, "I can't believe that lady." No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But don't. Every time I play that, Timmy just rakes my nerves. Jimmy, did Grandma tell you what to buy? Like, women are the only people that know how to buy light bulbs. I mean, I'm all for the women's movement, but I could buy a light bulb. I could get one. I'm sure I can. Oh, man. My priest just looked at me on the Skype and said, "Don, if you don't get to Mass after that one..." You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only on a Friday. It is 7:41. Time is flying by. My board is lit up with phone numbers of people listening in, and I am so glad of that. So to my whole listening audience, mwah, 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 I just love you so much, and I love my computer. It's got juice, kiss juice all on it. We're going to move to another track called Just Another Day by Peter White, and like I said, the young lady that's singing it, her name is Basha. And Peter White toured with her before he became really famous. And he had a couple other people that he studied the Latin sound up under. So, again, appropriately, we're going to play this track. But Basha is from Poland. She's listed as a Polish recording artist. But she uses a lot of jazz and fusion and Latin sound. So let's give a listen to Peter White. And you can find all of my music on Amazon.com. And we're going to be coming out with the music tracks from my show. You'll be able to buy those directly from my website. Da, 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 da. More things to sell. Oh, man. Anyway, let's get to my main man, Peter White, Just Another Day with Basha.
Another girl.
Man, you're talking about a track that I like. I loved it. When I first heard that, my older brother, Roland McClure, introduced me to this track. And I said, man, what is that? He said, that's Basha. I said, woo, I just love it. Love it so. I just love it so. Hey, I had a best friend back. He used to say, love it so all the time. And I used to love to hear him say that. Man, that was something else. I got a track that I'm going to play by India Martinez, Voices del Vicento. It's a dance track. And, of course, I told you, when I go to the Latin clubs, they play the music. Hey, Dunn, you're in the club. Let's play a little music for the Dunn McClure. Hey, I kid you not. I was in the store today, I kid you not. I was going to buy some lettuce, and I needed to get some kiwis. And these three young ladies passed by, and I'm telling you, I kid you not, one of them said, I think that's Don S. McClure. And the other girl said, well, don't mind us. We were just talking about that, but we think you're the – I said, I am. I'm the one and only. I kid you not. Man, that made my head get so big I couldn't get out the automatic doors. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you could dial to listen in to the show. Or if you want to go on the Internet, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And one of the authors that's going to be on my show, Derek Smith, he's got a book called Prevail, and I've got another author that's going to be on the show next week. He's from Nigeria, and his name is Ambrose Okoso, Okusan, something like that. Anyway, he's going to be on my show. They're the last two authors who's going to be on my show for the end of the year, and then next year we start a whole new author roundup on Arthur Conversations, and the segment is called Book Talk. So we're going to be working on that. And we got a new project we're working on called ARC, A-R-C. And, yes, we're going to be asking authors to join the ARC, and they're going to pay $56 twice a year, and we're going to use those funds to build up stronger marketing, stronger representation, stronger events, and TV commercials for authors. So, yes, ARC is going to be on the move. We're going to be asking you to join, and I know a lot of authors are going to join, and we can help them market their books. Dang, that's one of them Don McClure ideas. I love that Don S. McClure boy. Let me play this track by India Martinez, and I like this. I do like it. So get up off your seat and on your feet and start dancing away and sing along with it. Ed the like that.
Y este nudo no me hace. se cansa de luchar.
Did you hear my name in there? Hey, Dondo, da Dondo, let Don McClure. Oh, man, I was just talking to my best friend. He said, man, Don. I say, man, don't you like that? Hey, Sanolito. Oh, I like that. Wow. Ooh, I'm pumped up. I don't know about you, but on a Friday night, I am pumped to the hilt. Oh, I like that, man. I like that. I'm telling you, I'm going to finish my Spanish classes. They're every Tuesday and Thursday for 30 minutes, and I know I'm going to be able to speak a lot of Spanish next year. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. Even in Memphis, Tennessee, they are listening. I see their area codes on my phone. I see 219. I see 916. I just see everybody, 314, and I am so pleased. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to my show. And Texas, man, I'm headed down to Texas so that I can learn more about Dennis McClure so I can visit the Alamo. I'm going to play a track by Selena, Only Love. And, man, I saw the movie, and I was so touched by this girl's life story. We're talking about tonight creating a life, a reason, and a purpose for someone else. Well, Selena really wanted to stretch out, and she really helped her family. And, of course, she had a tragic ending, and I was really touched by that. But to know that she really wanted her music to reach people and to do something for them. I mean, you couldn't have – and the movie was just dynamic. You got to get a chance. If you haven't seen it, order the CD, go on IMBD or YouTube or wherever you can. But get the Selena movie. Tonight's our Latin night, and Selena's one of our artists. So, again, we're just enjoying the music, and I want you to think about that. What you do, how it actually creates a life for somebody else. So that's a very interesting point that I want you to write down, and I know you can do it. Let me get to this track by Selena.
I count the headlights passing by, but everyone I find another reason why. You'll be down asleep and I'll look like a fool. How could I be so cruel? Make you stay with me. I doubt my love me right or wrong. I guess I'm still afraid to only say goodbye. So I keep it all inside.
Just upstairs talking to him, and we were talking about the movie. He said, yeah, I got a chance to see the movie. He said, it was really good. So, again, we're talking about the things you dream of, the things you want to do in life. They're going to affect other people. And sometimes you want to do something that just continues on and on and on and just gets out there where people go like, you know what? I thought that was a good thing. I thought that was a great thing. Matter of fact, Tyler Perry's done it with the things he produces. Denzel's actually helped create a life where he created a kind of a training camp, and that's where Shonda Rhimes came from. I mean, she studied at this whatever studio he had. So, again, I want you to stay focused, work on your idea, no matter how hard it gets. But think about this one point. What you're creating will create a life and a purpose for someone else. It won't just be you. It'll be somebody else that'll listen to this or what you're saying or what you're doing, and they'll take it into consideration, and they'll work on it. Matter of fact, I want you to only think good thoughts because that's what you need to advance. So I'm going to play a track by Sergio Mendes by the Brazil 66 on our Latin night, and it's called A Pretty World. And just think about it. While you're sleeping, my little face will be bouncing around in your head. It's just a pretty world with Don McClure and I. Oh, I like that song, too. I play this all the time in my car, too. And I just be traveling around just bopping in a pretty world with all the little pink ribbons. And then a face comes out, and it's that little girl who stole my ice cream. Oh, man. Let me play this, man, this pretty world. That little girl just busted to my dream, gave me a nightmare.
Why don't we take a little piece of summer sky, hang it on a tree? For that's a way to start to make a pretty world for you and for me. And for the sun we'll find a lemon bird. You see the
Now, you're talking about a pretty song. You're talking about a song that's just full of joy. She said, and they're going to have a little girl, and she'll just be so pretty. It's just a pretty world. Woo! You can find all of my tracks that I play on Amazon.com, and you can go to iTunes or Pandora or whatever the heck you want to do. But again, make sure you support the artists by buying their music and just enjoy your life, man. I'm telling you, you only got one. And I have over 380-something songs. I forget what it said we had in our soundtracks. But, man, that is so nice on the cloud. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 30th, the day before the Goblin Day. Hey, did you see the commercial with the M&Ms where they go to the guy's house for the party? And he says, oh, you guys look, you're cute. Are you 4 years old? And they say, we're 46. And he says, okay, here's some candy. And the little M&M says, well, we came for the party. He's like, get out of here. Close the door on them. I love those M&M commercials. I do. They just do so much for me. I'm addicted to M&Ms. Man, but not the other kind of M&M, but the M&Ms, the candy. Let me play this track by Freddie Revel. It's called Echo, and it's one of the tracks that a guitar player is playing on our Latin night. And, man, I am enjoying this music, and my board is so lit up, I can't even see the next phone numbers that's on there. I just saw 501. I don't even know where that is, and 862. I don't even know what kind of area codes those are. But I'm glad you're listening in, and mwah, 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 it's a pretty world with me in it, and I'm in your head, and I'm going to play this next track. Oh, man, I like this, Freddie Revel. Thank you. Whoo, man, I'm telling you, I'm enjoying these tracks. I went back and did some research on my own show. And do you know the highest number to come in on my show within an hour was the show I did on jazz guitarist Kenny Burrell. It had 682 listeners in an hour. I mean, I was blown away when I looked at it. No other show that I've done has had that many listeners key in 1 hour. 682. It's the record-breaking show, the Kenny Burrell Show. And I learned about Kenny Burrell from my older brothers because they play jazz, they love jazz, and one of my brothers was actually in a jazz band, had a little jazz group. His name is Marvin McClure, and his son, I just went to his son's surprise party, who's my nephew, and I'm wild about Marvin McClure. So anyway, that's just a little, I guess, trivia. But anyway, that show, no other show has outdone that show in 1 hour. We're not talking about the replays, the comeback to it, the views. 682 people in 1 hour were tuning in just to hear the Kenny Burrell Show. So maybe one day I'll come back and play that show. But he played a lot of the Latin sound also in the things that he played. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, it's 8:13. We've got 15 more minutes of great music for you. But again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am really enjoying my Latin sound show. The number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in. And I got to send a shout-out to my best friend in Memphis, Tennessee, Lieutenant Higgins. And we're going to talk about the OK Corral and their theme song. The OK Corral, there's the killers that died, and then they would fight at the OK Corral. I like that theme song. That's the one that I really, really used to watch with Kirk Douglas in the OK Corral. And the killer, okay, all right. Let me play this PSA by Denzel Washington for the Boys and Girls Clubs and support them, just like I want you to support what I do.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we have a lot of commercials that play actually on our soundboard. So they're picking up, the studio's picking up, and man, we are really growing. And don't forget, the end of April next year, we will have a large studio where you could come down and dance and drink juice with me and hang out, and we could have a lot of fun. We're going to be live then, and we got a huge parking lot that we could just put the speakers outside and just dance the night away. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to play this track that I'm looking for on my board, and I'm like, oh, man, Don, what in the heck are you doing? So I've got a track that I got to play for my bestest friend. Her name is Amaryllis Santiago, and she's my girl. And we're going to have, I think, lunch this November. I think we're going to get together and have lunch. But I'm so wild about her. She brought me the whole East Coast listening audience, Philadelphia, New York, everywhere. And ever since she was on the show, and I'm going to have huge pictures of her, I mean, the show really grew. So hats off to Amaryllis Santiago. The song is called Know Me Do. And I just love this song. I sing this all the time. I just love the way she sings it, too. And I've heard other Latin artists sing it, but nobody could sing it like the Latin Phoenix, Amaryllis Santiago.
Puede despertarse con apenas solo un ruido, cuando menos te lo esperas, cuando menos lo imagino, sé que un día no me aguanto y voy y te miro y te lo digo a los gritos y te ríes y me tomas. sabes cuánto tiempo en mis sueños te ha vivido, ni sospechas cuando te nombré.
Shared it with her family, and I like talking to her mom. I mean, I used to talk about her mom all the time. She said, "Dad, my mom says you el loco." And her mother would listen to my show, and her daughter is, she's got a beautiful daughter. So, again, friendships can be built, but we were talking about creating a life, a reason and a purpose for someone else. By her becoming a singer and an entertainer, she helped my show grow. So her purpose in life, she gave my show a lot more life on the East Coast. And there was a lot of other people on the East Coast that really just got behind my show. So again, creating a life, a reason, and a purpose for someone else. A lot of times you're doing things and you're not really realizing that what you're doing is going to affect others in a strong, positive way. So I want you to think about that. And as I always say, you are born with a gift that only you have. Your purpose comes to you in your dreams. So when you're dreaming, your purpose is coming to you. I just want you to get up, write it down, and start to work on it. We're going to play a track by Anna Victoria called Broken, and she has another side of this track called Nada, which is also in Spanish, but it's the Spanish version of Broken. And, I mean, I really like this. I like Broken, and I like it in both sections. But tonight we're going to play Broken by Anna Victoria. And I'm telling you, you can find all these great tracks that I buy and play on Amazon. And don't forget, we want you to get a book for a child. Go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and order Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, The Joy of Christmas, for a child. That's our new program. So all you got to do is when you get to the website, you write the little note that you want this to go to a child, and we will send it to a homeless child that's in a shelter or just a child, period, that maybe can't get the book, but you want them to have it as a gift. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and the next track is Anna Victoria.
Coming close to the ending. It feels so cold when you kiss me. When I see you, can't see you. The distance is colder between us. Time of coming.
That's Anna Victoria, Broken. I mean, I like the track. And like I said, there's another track called Nada, which is the flip version of the Latin version of Broken. You're enjoying the Don S. McClure Show. I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Sending my kisses out to you. And like I say, we are up to 130,700 and I think 60-something people. Man, we are growing like wildfire. This is my last track for the night. I'm going to play the track that I look for. It's by Peter White. Sometimes I look at my soundboard and like, what the heck did I do with that song? Because I have all of them all over the place. But Peter White's my guy. He's got a track called Chasing the Dawn. And again, we wanted to send a salute out to all the Mexican descendants and people that's in music and people from Mexico, because they're having a hard time with that storm that was over there. So we're saluting Mexico tonight and the Latin sound, but also we're showing you that African Americans, Polish people, everybody, music blends. No matter what race you are, no matter what nationality, music is a healer. So I want you to think about that. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to play this track. It's our last track for the night, Chasing the Dawn by Peter White, who's a jazz guitarist, and look him up, P-E-T-E-R-W-H-I-T-E. And I'm telling you, he can play a jazz guitar with some Latin sound and just a jazz guitar, period. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for me. I have really enjoyed our Latin night. I hope you got a lot out of it and you wrote it down, so because I'm going to ask you next week, creating a life, a reason, and a purpose for someone else, you are born with a gift. And I always say, and like Andrew Ransom said to me, there's a book inside of everybody. You're just waiting to write it. And I want you to work on that. I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm going to go dance my little tutu off. No, I'm not. But I am going to eat some Chinese food. Listen, I'm going to say goodnight. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And I'm out of here. I'm hit my last track, but I'm gone. And I'm going to just eat me. I might eat some ice cream and have a pretty whirl. See you next Friday when my guest will be a author from Nigeria, and he's got a great story. His book is called A Boy and His Dream. So you're going to enjoy it. I'm out of here.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on and on with the best of all.